The cavalcade, following the sweep of the drive, quickly turned the angle of the house, and I lost sight of it. Adele now petitioned to go down, but I took her on my knee and gave her to understand that she must not on any account think of venturing inside of the ladies, either now or at any other time, unless expressly sent for, that Mr. Rochester would be very angry, etc. Some natural tears she shed on being told this, but as I began to look very grave, she consented at last to wipe them. A joyous stir was now audible in the hall. Gentlemen's deep tones and ladies' silvery accents blent harmoniously together, and distinguishable above all, though not loud, was the sonorous voice of the master of Thornfield Hall, welcoming his fair and gallant guests under its roof. Then light steps ascended the stairs, and there was a tripping through the gallery, and soft, cheerful laughs, and opening and closing doors, and, for a time, a hush.
"Elle change de toilette,"
said Adèle, who, listening attentively, had followed every movement, and she sighed.
"Chez maman," said she, "quand il y avait du monde, je le suivais partout au salon et à leur chambre. Je regardais les femmes de chambre coiffées et habillées les dames, et c'était si amusant. Comme cela, on apprend."
"Don't you feel hungry, Adèle?"
"Mais oui, mademoiselle, voilà 5 ou 6 heures que nous n'avons pas mangé."